Hi, Faithful DriveCast listeners. This is Pastor Jeff from the Lewis Center campus coming to you with another Friday edition of our LifePoint DriveCast. And if you don't know by now, Fridays are the day of the week where we venture off from the weekly teaching topic, going where the Lord takes us. So once again, let's get started. You know, today I didn't start out very well for me. You may or may not know it, but I'm home going on 4 months now, and having had 3 surgeries on a broken ankle and dealing with all the complications that have come along with it, namely fighting infection now and dosing myself with heavy antibiotics. And this morning I took a look at my left foot, which is swollen and is now twice the size it should be. You know, the visual evidence is not good. I mean, I see a severely atrophied left leg with a terribly swollen foot. To say the least, it's depressing. And based upon what I'm seeing and what I'm feeling, you know, the last thing that I want to do are the home exercises that my physical therapist gave me to do, because what I'm seeing, I feel like, what's the use? And I don't know about you, but have you ever feel that way, where real life circumstances have you thinking, what's the use? On days where I can't get a sock over my toes, let alone my foot, I mean, it's depressing. I get looking at all the durable medical equipment that's surrounding me. But thankfully, this experience has taught me to turn to one of the 3 temptation accounts of Jesus in the wilderness. And you can find these strange stories in Matthew chapter 4 and in Mark chapter 1 and also in Luke chapter 4, which signifies how important this confrontation that Jesus has with Satan was, and how Jesus teaches us that seeing isn't always believing, and what you see isn't always what you get. Because if anybody had an opportunity to look at their current circumstances, to be overwhelmed by what they were seeing and feeling, and to say, you know, Satan, you're right, what's the use? It was Jesus. You ever wonder where the gospel authors got this story? I mean, Matthew, Mark, and Luke weren't tagging along with Jesus in the wilderness when the tester came. This story came to the gospel authors from none other than Jesus himself. Jesus is the one who shares this story that occurred at the onset of his public ministry to let us know that he too had the experience of wrestling over his identity when it dawned upon him who he was and how he was to fulfill his destiny. And also Jesus knew that his followers of his, that we're going to go through the same kind of testing, that voices are going to come into our head saying, look at your pathetic left leg and ankle, or look at your stressful job situation, or look at the strength of your finances, or your challenging marriage, or your disappointing life so far. See, seeing is believing. And so the question today is, are we prepared when the enemy's voice comes at our most vulnerable times saying, if you're a child of God, you'd be healed by now? Or if you're a child of God, surely these things wouldn't be happening to you. We must beware of the fact that the first technique that the tester used against a physically weary and nearly starved Jesus is to point his circumstances out to him. I mean, in essence, the tester said, you're the supposed Son of God, and you're out here in this hot, dry desert going through hunger and thirst. Do you see the disconnect here, Jesus? If you really are the object of the Father's love, what on earth are you doing out here starving in the desert? And of course, we all know by now that Satan's doing his very best to undermine Jesus' trust in the Father by pointing his circumstances out to him. So let's land the plane. What's really at root here is that our circumstances should never determine who God is to us or who we are to God. Atrophied left legs and swollen ankles, the visible evidence, it should never have the power to undermine who God is to me and who I am to God. And by allowing our circumstances to define us, the enemy wins by allowing us to scrape on subsistent living, or to scrape by, just living lives where we just merely are surviving. To truly live, we need some kind of word from our Creator that tells us the truth about ourselves and our situations. And to this I turn to Paul because I believe he says it best in Philippians chapter 4, where he writes, "I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances I am. I know how to get along with humble means, and I also know how to live in prosperity. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of being filled and going hungry, both of having abundance and suffering need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." So before we close today's DriveCast in prayer, maybe you're one of those folks I mentioned earlier facing overwhelming circumstances of job loss, financial strain, challenging a marriage or child issues, or as the world sees it, a disappointing life thus far. Well, we'll pray about it in a second. But I want to take this opportunity to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to the LifePoint DriveCast today, and want to encourage you to tune in again Monday for another edition of our LifePoint DriveCast. And now I invite you to pray along with me and then continue in prayer afterwards as we take the topic of our circumstances in prayer to God. Let's pray. Father, even though my circumstances seem overwhelming, and frankly are at times, remind me that Jesus' response to Satan in the wilderness was, "Humans don't live on bread alone." So circumstances alone cannot be what sustains me, but I am sustained by every word that comes by and from you, God my Father, because you always tell me the truth about who I am, despite what I see or what I feel. Amen.